Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts. Tonight on the Worldview Report, we've got another installment in our recent string of stories on woke churches. This one being a once conservative Baptist church that now champions the LGBTQ agenda. And that same agenda has infiltrated our medical system, including prestigious institutions like Boston Children's Hospital, which is now touting its gender-affirming healthcare for teens and young women. And they're doing that in a new video that a few years ago would have been flagged for advocating child abuse. It's that bad. We'll give you an insider look at a new cricket farm in Canada whose products, creepy crawly critters, are bound for food destined for your grocery stores. No kidding. And we'll look at the Democrats' favorite mantra of late, which is that, quote, nobody is above the law, end quote. Really? How valid is that claim? We have all these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. A historically black church in Charlotte, North Carolina, will host the city's annual Gay Pride Interfaith Service. St. Luke's Missionary Baptist Church was originally a conservative church founded in 1950. Now, the church's lead pastor, Clifford Matthews Jr., is a leader in the woke movement known as Equity, Diversity, and Inclusiveness. For more than a decade, St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church has welcomed members of Charlotte's LGBTQ community. So when Pastor Matthews was asked to host this year's interfaith service to kick off Charlotte's Pride, his response was simple, quote, it's about time, end quote, he said, according to a story in the Q City Metro publication. Every year before the Gay Pride event that takes place in uptown Charlotte in August, the event is kicked off by a gay-affirming church that hosts people from various world religions as they, quote, join together to worship anyone or anything except the God of the Bible, end quote. So reports the dissenter. The dissenter concludes its coverage of the event by writing, quote, these pastors in your gay-affirming churches are not pastors. They are workers of iniquity. They are deceivers and man-pleasers. They twist God's word because they, like the devil, want to draw people away from God and make them feel content in their sin, end quote. Woke Target, which allows men pretending to be women to use female restrooms and dressing rooms while contributing money every year to groups advocating abortion on demand, well, they reported disappointing quarterly financial results. I wonder why. Target reported solid sales for the fiscal second quarter, but its profit, well, it plunged nearly 90% after it was forced to slash prices to clear unwanted inventories of clothing, home goods, and electronics. In early June, Target warned that it was canceling orders from suppliers and aggressively cutting prices because of a pronounced spending shift by Americans as the pandemic eased. Well, shares with Target fell nearly 4% or 7.15 to 173.04 on Wednesday. Retailers were blindsided by the lightning-fast switch from spending on goods for the home like TVs and small kitchen appliances to dinners out, movies, and travel. Adding to that shift is surging inflation. In the first quarter, Target's profits, well, they tumbled 52% compared to a year ago for the same period. The Federalist posted the defining list of corrupt Democrats who never received a taste of the kind of FBI justice now being doled out to President Trump. The Democrats and their media mockingbirds have all been chirping about nobody is above the law. That's their new favorite phrase. But the Federalist list, it proves they are blowing smoke-filled talking points. Well, and that's not going to stand with American people. In fact, a majority of Americans know that's a lie, so reports the Federalist, adding, quote, "That's why so many of them rejected Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray's scolding of anyone who dared question their credibility following the raid on Donald Trump's estate," end quote. The website's exhaustive list is too long to read through, or it would take up the rest of this newscast. But here are just a few of the left-leaning persons and groups of persons who the FBI refuses to investigate and the Department of Justice refuses to prosecute. We start off with big guy Joe Biden himself, the president avoiding paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. Well, that seems like the kind of thing federal agencies, including the recently financially invigorated Internal Revenue Service, should explore, right? Yet Biden, who has not explained millions of dollars of his recorded income, and First Lady Jill Biden, together, reportedly dodged about $517,000 in Medicare and Obamacare taxes between the years of 2017 and 2020 without scrutiny. How about this one? Hunter Biden. No explanation needed here with his laptop from, well, having well-documented bad material on it. And let's talk about his shady business deals in China and Ukraine, right? Where's the investigations? How about Hillary Clinton and her staff, who famously, as everybody knows, mishandled reams of highly classified information, resulting in 91 security violations? How about this one? How about everybody involved in Benghazi and what happened there? Where are the investigations, the prosecutions, the raids? How about illegal border crossers? Apparently, it is more important to go after American citizens than to prosecute potentially dangerous foreign ones. How about this one? Gavin Newsom and every other Democrat who partied while ordinary Americans suffered during lockdowns. How about the summer of rage riots? How about Jane's Revenge? Remember that? They issued terroristic threats against pro-life clinics and leaders after the Supreme Court decision striking down Roe. How about the climate insurrectionist? In October 2021, rowdy climate rioters, well, they stormed the Department of the Interior, physically fought with police, and vandalized a building. In fact, several officers were injured. But you don't see the rioters' faces plastered all over FBI tip line websites or billboards. Nope. No legitimate congressional committee has dedicated to their downfall, right? Then there's Nancy Pelosi's family, where we have suspicion of insider trading galore. Almost everyone on sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein's client list, how about them? Have they been investigated? How about all of the Russian hoaxers? How about Eric Swalwell, who had a romantic relationship, as reported by many outlets, with a Chinese spy? How about General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who undermined President Trump by having secret conversations, as reported, with known U.S. enemy communist China? Again, this is only a partial list, so the Democrats can continue with their talking points about nobody being above the law. But no rational American will believe them, I can promise you that. In other news, a federal contractor called MVM Inc. is bringing 40,000 unaccompanied minor children into cities throughout the U.S. on secret nighttime flights and buses from Texas shelters every month. In a recent interview, an anonymous whistleblower who works as a, quote, travel youth care worker, end quote, for MVM, shared this. Tens of thousands of unaccompanied migrant children are being bused and flown throughout the U.S. and being handed off to unvetted, I repeat, unvetted adult sponsors. The employee who works for the government contracted company told Savannah Hernandez of the Post-Millennial, the company's main focus is getting unaccompanied minors from point A, shelters, to point B, sponsors, across the U.S., and that many of the children are handed off to unvetted strangers they don't even know. These poor kids. Watch this.
And this is according to postmillennial.com, so Sav's working with them to put this all together. An anonymous whistleblower has come forward sitting down with Sav Hernandez, who works as a travel youth care worker for a federally funded contractor, and shares that tens of thousands of unaccompanied migrant children, so 2,000 to 5,000 a week, are being bused and flown throughout the United States and handed off to, quote, unvetted adult sponsors. The employee, and she actually gives us the name, MVM Inc., said the company's main focus is getting unaccompanied minors from, quote, point A shelters to point B sponsors across the United States. However, due to the overwhelming number of border crossings, the employee shared that new hires for MVM are not given proper background checks. So there's been a lot of people hired. Their background hasn't even come in yet, but they're already working. This is the same company that was exposed to be flying migrants in the middle of the night to New York. Keep in mind, by the way, in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams just said that these migrants, and we don't know if that's minors or just all that are coming into New York City, he's going to put them up in a luxury hotel in New York City's Times Square. That's just so nice of him. Due to the massive amounts of this that are pouring across the border, employees are not being vetted. The people they're being handed off to are not always completely vetted. She's even got an email up, and this is incredible. Multiple issues that were brought to the MVM site manager's attention, including TSs, and a TS is a travel escort, taking the liberty of, quote, accepting alternate documents without approval. Let's go to 50,000 foot view here. No serious country would be doing this unless there were a specific reason. You guys, you're looking at an operation, all right? You need to understand that we are looking at an operation of not only human trafficking, but in this case, child trafficking. We don't know, and they don't know, who these children are, why they're coming across the border. A 10-year-old girl was just raped and impregnated in Ohio over this. We're told that her mother may have known something about it. The stuff that's going on is completely insane. And the Biden regime, rather than actually get to the bottom of it or stop it, end the situation, they're exacerbating it. They're setting up a toxic incentive structure, and people, good people, honest people, are falling into it. This needs to stop, and this entire situation needs to be shut down.
Very disturbing. And because of the overwhelming number of border crossings, the employee shared that new hires for MVM Inc. are not being given proper background checks. Quote, a lot of people, end quote, get hired, end quote, their background hasn't even come in yet, end quote. He also explained that due to the massive number of migrant children being escorted, employees are not properly vetting the adults they're handing these kids off to. An email sent to employees of MVM Inc. highlighted multiple issues that were brought to the MVM site manager's attention, including, quote, TSs, which is travel escorts, taking the liberty of accepting alternate documents without FFS approval, end quote. The whistleblower goes on to explain that, quote, it's an email where they're pinpointing that, hey, you guys are accepting stuff, IDs that were not approved. You guys are approving these people who are not on the list or were not approved, end quote. They went on, quote, sometimes there are people who are not even on any documents for the child. And it tends to happen where these sponsors will show up and they will say, oh, I'm here for that kid. But it's really the sister or a neighbor because the sponsor didn't feel like going, end quote. Very sad. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back. The prestigious pediatric medical institution known as Boston Children's Hospital, well, they've come under fire for a now viral video in which a cheerful obstetrician promoted the surgical mutilation of young women. Well, that's referring to these butcher jobs as, quote, gender-affirming surgery. In the since-removed video, Boston Children's Hospital obstetrician, gynecologist Dr. Francis Grimstad gleefully described how physicians perform elective, quote, gender-affirming, end quote, hysterectomies. You can see a photo of her screen snapped on the left here in this tweet. And you can still watch the disgusting propaganda video removed by Boston Children's Hospital if you go to LifeSiteNews.com. Now, of course, you will not believe what you see and hear from this so-called doctor with a smiley face describing how her hospital cuts off the reproductive organs of healthy young girls. Dr. Grimstad explains in the video that, quote, a gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies that occur. A hysterectomy itself is the removal of the uterus, the cervix, which is the opening of the uterus, and the fallopian tubes, which are attached to the sides of the uterus, end quote. The doctor went on to explain that the ovaries may or may not also be removed during the so-called, quote, gender-affirming hysterectomy, end quote. The clip promoting the mutilating surgeries was snagged and posted to Twitter by transgender ideology opponent Billboard Chris, and later reposted by popular conservative Twitter profile Libs of TikTok. It has since generated well over a million hits. In other news, a recent feature video released by Business Insider highlighted the farming of crickets for human consumption, echoing ongoing calls for environmentalists hoping to save the planet by replacing beef with bugs in your diet. Posted on Friday on Twitter, the 7-minute video gives a glimpse into the work undertaken at Canada's Entomo Farms, which according to the outlet, harvests roughly 50 million crickets per week to use in food for human consumption. Quote, "We went inside Canada's Entomo Farms to see how they turn crickets from bugs to brunch," end quote. That's what the narrator states. Watch this video.
There are about 15 million crickets in this room. Here, they'll live out their lives freely until they're transformed into food.
The purpose of the condos is to give the crickets somewhere to live, and so generally they are resting inside the condos. They'll come up, have a drink of water, have some food, and then go back down to rest again. It's difficult to perceive how many crickets are actually in a room like this because, of course, they were all living inside their happy little condos. We just take the condo, give it a bang, and all the crickets come out.
Most of these crickets will be milled into a powder that can be used like flour.
It's good. You can't even taste the cricket.
Or you can snack on them whole like chips.
According to the video, the crickets raised at the farm can be ground down into a powder that can be used like flour, or consumers can, quote, snack on them whole like chips, end quote. Quote, "Though you may be thinking this is a strange choice for food, crickets actually contain more protein than beef without any of the environmental damage," end quote. That's what the video's narrator said. Well, folks, the idea of humans eating bugs, as you know, is supported by the World Economic Forum and a whole host of billionaire Davos elites like Bill Gates. And while we snack on crickets and cockroaches, you can guarantee they're dining on spare ribs and T-bone steaks. In fact, speaking of Bill Gates, Zero Hedge has an article up that reveals the Microsoft co-founder played a major role in getting congressional Democrats to pass the badly named Inflation Reduction Act. The legislation, which according to the Congressional Budget Office, will raise taxes on the middle class to the tune of $20 billion. And we're not even talking about the unleashing of an army of IRS agents on working class Americans over the next decade. Well, that was all made possible by Bill Gates, the article states, adding, quote, "In a Tuesday Bloomberg article that reads more like a newsletter for the Gates fan club, the billionaire Microsoft co-founder recalls how earlier this year, as moderate Democratic senators Joe Manchin and Christine Sinema continued to block the tax and spend legislation over concerns that it would raise taxes on the middle class," and it will, Gates says he tapped into a relationship with Manchin that he'd been cultivating since at least 2019, end quote. The Bloomberg article states, quote, "Gates was banking on more than just his trademark optimism about addressing climate change and other seemingly intractable problems that have been his focus since stepping down as Microsoft's chief executive 2 decades ago. As he revealed to Bloomberg Green, he has quietly lobbied Manchin and other senators, starting before President Joe Biden had won the White House, in anticipation of a rare moment in which heavy federal spending might be secured for the clean energy transition," end quote. So there you have it. Joe Manchin caved, apparently after being lobbied by Bill Gates. And now we have a new law that quite possibly holds the key to the final destruction of the American economy. Two Pennsylvania judges who orchestrated a scheme to send children to for-profit jails in exchange for kickbacks are ordered to pay more than $200 million to hundreds of children who fell victim of their crimes. MSN.com reports that U.S. District Judge Christopher Connor awarded $106 million in compensation damages and $100 million in punitive damages to nearly 300 plaintiffs in a long-running civil suit against the judges. In what came to be known as the Kids for Cash scandal, Mark Civarella and another judge, Michael Conan, shut down a county-run juvenile detention center and accepted $2.8 million in illegal payments from the builder and co-owner of two for-profit prisons. Cervella, well, he presided over juvenile court, and he pushed a zero-tolerance policy that, guess what? Guaranteed large numbers of kids would be sent to a Pennsylvania child care and its sister facility, Western Pennsylvania Child Care. And Cervella, well, he ordered children as young as 8 to be incarcerated, many of them first-time offenders convicted of petty theft and other minor crimes. The judge often ordered youths he had found delinquent to be immediately shackled, handcuffed, and taken away without giving them a chance to say goodbye to their families. Judge Connor wrote Tuesday in his explanation of the damages awarded, quote, Cervella and Cohanan abandoned their oath and breached the public trust. Their cruel and despicable actions victimized a vulnerable population of young people, many of whom were suffering from emotional issues and mental health concerns, end quote. In congressional news, Congresswoman Liz Cheney had her lunch handed to her in last Tuesday's primary election in Wyoming. As many of you know by now, she lost to her Trump-endorsed Republican challenger, Harriet Hagman, by a whopping 37 points. Cheney is the 8th rhino who voted for President Trump's impeachment who will not be returning to Congress in 2023. 8 of the 10 impeachers will not be back in January. Only Congressman Dan Newhouse from Washington and David Velado of California will be returning next year. As the Gateway Pundit reports, this is despite the fact that GOP leader Kevin McCarthy funded 5 of the 10 impeachers in his party. In fact, you can see them identified with their photos here in this tweet. And GOP groups, well, they also funded Liz Cheney. Quote, the Republican Party is against you, end quote, writes Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit. You heard that right. GOP House Leader Kevin McCarthy funded 5 of the 10 House reps who voted to impeach Trump. That begs the question. Will the new Congress, if it is taken over by the GOP, choose the Rhino McCarthy as the new Speaker of the House? We'll be right back after this break.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021 and 2022. Is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652. if you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Welcome back. Well, now it's time for our Worldview Report commentary. And the subject of our commentary tonight is perhaps the most notorious traitor operating in the Republican Party today, former Vice President Mike Pence, who on Wednesday defended the FBI after the Bureau raided Trump's Florida residence. Joe Biden's FBI, well, as you know, they descended on Mar-a-Lago, and they left with 15 boxes of documents from Trump's home. Nearly three dozen federal agents showed up to Mar-a-Lago and rummaged through Trump's residence without allowing any of the former president's lawyers in the area. And outraged Americans, well, they're calling for the FBI to be overhauled or completely disbanded after years of abuse and weaponization against conservatives. Yet, Mike Pence defended the agency during a Q&A after remarks at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. It was called Politics and Eggs Breakfast. Quote, calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police, end quote. That's what Pence said. In fact, here he is speaking at that event. Watch this.
I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI. The Republican Party is the party of law and order. Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
Well, there's Pence trying to play both sides of the fence in typical Pence fashion. So he thinks the FBI is good. It's just the head man at the DOJ that's bad, who needs to be held accountable. If, at some point, Pence decides that what was done at Mar-a-Lago, in his eyes, was beyond the scope of the law. Well, that's what a rhino does. They never take a side. They hold out their cards until it becomes apparent which side has the power to end up on top. And they run with that crowd. They never speak against that crowd. They are ironclad, clearly explained principles. It's all about running with the power brokers. And you don't break those rules if you want to run with the good old boys. So many Americans, what they say is, good luck, Mr. Pence, in your attempts to run for president. Most Americans can see right through your duplicity. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in, and we remind you that we are a listener-supported broadcast. If you like what we do here, and it takes a team of seven of us about 15 man-hours to put it all together every day, and we've been picked up by six networks and growing. Why? Because there isn't another newscast like this in America. Find one. Email me, text me, call me. Tell me where there is another 30-minute newscast committed to the truth and bringing you the censored news like we do from a Christian worldview perspective. I don't think you'll find it. And if you appreciate it, we do need your support. You can go to MyPillow.com and find great products there. But please, 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 use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattress toppers, robes, so much right there at MyPillow.com. But please, use that promo code B66 so you will get savings up to 66% and we get credit. You can also go to MyStore.com. At MyStore.com, you can get the new My Coffee, the new My Coffee by Mike Lindell, which has been a big hit. You can get it light, medium, or dark roast, whole bean or ground. MyStore.com. Again, use that promo code B66. You'll save up to 25% and we get credit. There are also a lot of other products there by entrepreneurs, including my all-natural health and energy drink, Extractgevity. I've been taking it for years. Bilberry extract, pine bark extract, red wine extract, bilberry extract. It's a healthy energy drink. It's an all-natural health and energy drink. All the details are at mystore.com, but use that promo code B66 for savings. Then you can simply go to WVWTVstore.com, and you'll find resources on my store, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, including freeze-dried food. has a 25-year shelf life. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. And I think with all that's going on in the world, you don't want to be dependent on the government in a crisis or hyperinflation or terrorist attack or EMP attack or rolling blackouts. Now, do you? Not to mention, some of you live in blizzard areas and ice storms. So again, WVWTVstore.com. All right. And then finally, if you like what we're doing, you can just make a contribution at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. So next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about 7 of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.